Blessings, and welcome to Arms Upheld, support in life's hard battles. I'm Lynn Pierce, and I'm here to hold up your arms with encouragement, something to think on, and a prayer to focus on the one who holds all things together, while you continue to fight the battles in your life. In the midst of battle, life can feel overwhelming, challenging, or beyond. I don't know what God has called you to do, what battlefield you are walking through, but at times you may find yourself feeling this way. I want you to know that even though your battle likely looks different than mine, I'm here to support you. I want to stand with you until the breakthrough happens and you can see the victory materialize. My hope is that these few minutes we spend together will help you lighten your load, feel seen, connected, and loved, and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's begin with God's Word. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of slavery in Egypt. I rescued you from the Egyptians and from all who oppressed you. I drove out your enemies and gave you their land. I told you, I am the Lord your God. You must not worship the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live. But you have not listened to me. From Judges 6, verses 8 through 10 of the New Living Translation. Many of us know Gideon for the whole fleece thing. Lord, keep it dry. Lord, make it wet. Or maybe you remember the odd way of winnowing out men from his army by how they drink. Or the cool torches and pottery approach to battle. But it's here, at the beginning of his story, that I find the most connection with Gideon. Gideon finds himself in a hard place. The Midianites are oppressing his people, and they're facing starvation. In this place of lost hope and desperation, they cry out to God, and God responds. He sends a prophet to the Israelites with this message, which can't be unfamiliar to them by this point. He reminds them of the ways he's been there for them and why they should trust him. He reminds them of what he asked of them, obedience, and how they failed to do so. He doesn't do this to pour on shame and guilt, but to reveal the truth that their lack of following him has led them to this place. And then he offers them another chance. We have talked here about reminding ourselves of how God has shown up and brought us out of this, rescued us from that, drove out the wicked, and gave us blessings. God's response is faithful. We can't always see it in the present, but looking back, we all have moments in which God has intervened in our lives for our good and his glory. He speaks to us in truth and in love, just as he spoke to Gideon and the Israelites back then. As God first approaches Gideon, the angel of the Lord addresses him as Mighty Hero, and claims that the Lord is with him. Right now, Gideon is no hero. However, God's perspective isn't limited by time. He sees Gideon as all of who he is and who he created him to be. So he speaks his truth to Gideon. We also need to be reminded that where we are right now isn't all of who we are. And God sees us as we truly are and who we will become. We are a bit more nearsighted. We tend to see what is right in front of us. Instead of accepting God's view of him, Gideon asks, "Where are all the miracles?" Have you ever asked such a question of God? I have. This would be a great time for a miracle. You could stop this here and now if you wanted, Lord. A miraculous provision would be ever so helpful about now. We have a million ways to ask the same question Gideon asked. Essentially, we're all asking the same thing. I can't see you working in this. Where is your divine intervention? Instead of explaining himself, God gives Gideon a directive. Go. I'm sending you. Have you ever been here? You're asking God to step in and change things, and he asks you to do something. Take a walk, serve here, sit quietly, go. We are not passive spectators to our lives. We are active participants. And God is going to invite us to join him in what he's doing. Because he's a God of relationship. And that relationship is the most important thing. Relationships don't happen passively. They happen with intention and purpose, with stepping up and persevering. Yet Gideon is still not 100% on board here. He offers some excuses. We do this too, in all manner of buts. But I don't have enough time. But I'm nobody. But I don't know how. On and on and on. God never gives up with our whining. He simply states, "I will be with you." That's the answer to every argument. He is with us. There are no excuses that can stand against this, because nothing is impossible with God. Now that Gideon has run out of excuses, he delays. There are things he wants to do first, and signs he wants to see, to be sure God is who he says he is and will do what he's promised. Again, God simply offers himself. "I will stay here until you return." He's waiting for us too. Whatever it is we think we need to do, he'll wait. He knows all about us and the intricacies of how we work. Forcing his will on us is never his way. He is good, and he is love, and therefore he will stay ever with us, waiting for us to turn to him. God didn't give up on Gideon. He knew he was a mighty hero. He knew how much space and coddling to give. He knew where the doubts were and offered his divine perspective at key moments. And he knew the outcome. God will never give up on us. He knows who we were made to be. He knows how much space and support we need. He knows our doubts and offers divine insights at key moments. And He knows that ultimately, victory is ours. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, Yahweh, we, like Gideon, find ourselves in desperate situations, and we cry out to You. You are entirely faithful. You have shown up in our lives over and over again. You are good and working all things for our good. You see us like no one else. You speak truth into our hearts and lives. And when we can't see how You are working, we doubt that You are. Then, when You give us an action step to take, we make excuses and procrastinate. But You remain ever with us, ready when we return to You. Thank You, O Emmanuel. Thank You, our God of second chances. Thank You, our Rescuer, Savior, and Friend. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Your time is precious, and I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you in any way, please tell a friend so it may bless them as well. You can find links in the show notes to connect with me on Instagram or through my website, and even subscribe to my email list. As always, your battle may look different than mine, but let's stand together. I'll keep your arms upheld until victory is real in your life. Remember, God is for you, and so am I.